from KQED.
Good morning. This is the California Report. I'm Stephen Cuevas in for Queena Kim. The union that represents California State University faculty says it's preparing for a five-day system-wide strike come April. Details from the California Report's education reporter, Anna Tentakulis.
The union says it now has a plan in place, a work stoppage across all 23 CSU campuses. The union's 26,000 members include counselors, librarians, and coaches. They want a 5% pay increase. The administration is offering 2%. Faculty Union President Jennifer Egan.
The state budget is very healthy right now. The CSU has gotten increased funding. Times are good now.
The faculty union is still waiting on an independent fact-finding report due in 6 weeks to determine whether or not to actually pull the trigger on a system-wide strike. The administration says they're offering a 2% raise because they're balancing facility upgrades and increased student enrollment. For the California Report, I'm Anna Tentakulis.
When the California Coastal Commission meets tomorrow, it'll have more on its agenda than just land use permits. In fact, pretty much the only thing up for debate is a personnel matter, the future of Commission Director Charles Lester. Members are expected to vote on Lester's possible ouster after 25 years with the commission, four as the chief. The exact reasons remain a mystery, but a bipartisan group of critics say it's being driven by pressure by more pro-development commission members. To help us learn more, we're joined by Molly Peterson, who covers all things environmental here in Southern California. Hey, Molly.
Hey, Stephen.
So the commission's not saying why exactly it's considering this removal of Charles Lester. What have you been able to find out?
Well, okay, so early comments as this dispute sort of became public, as well as Charles Lester's response to the situation, are suggesting that a little bit of it has to do with his management style. For example, there have been complaints that projects have been taking too long to come before the commission. He says he's prioritizing regulators working with developers to get fewer complaints before the commission in the first place. But what really is capturing the public's imagination right now is this idea that it's about a dispute between developers and conservation interests. And the reason why that's coming up is because there's been some suggestion from inside the commission that the commissioners most unhappy with this guy, with Charles Lester, are the ones with the voting record characterized by environmentalists as the least protective of the coast.
And what is Charles Lester's record on the commission these last 4 years?
Well, he's, you know, a lifelong bureaucrat within the Coastal Commission, and he defends his record in a lengthy letter that he sent to the Coastal Commission. And what he says is that he has made some strides in some of the issues that people are concerned about at the commission, how long it takes for things to get votes, how well everybody works together with people proposing projects. And it does seem like there's some defense to him. You know, there's former Coastal Commission members and staffers have written letters saying this guy's actually doing a pretty good job.
You know, the commission gave Lester the option of resigning and going away quietly, or essentially having a very public performance review at the commission's hearing this week. The possibility of being fired in public, essentially. But that, too, has also turned a lot of attention back onto the commission and has led to all this support for Lester. So what is the commission's record like as a whole on some of these, you know, more controversial or bigger issues?
Developers have always had some concern about how the Coastal Commission balances the interests of private property owners with the interests of conservation, protection, and kind of the general sense of the environment in California. But the Coastal Commission exists because there was a huge public groundswell for protecting this resource, which the state of California owns collectively, owns together in a certain sense. In 1996, the previous director, Peter Douglas, who was the executive director for 30 years, there was an attempted ouster of him by then-Governor Pete Wilson and some Republican lawmakers, and he kind of stood up firm against it. Peter Douglas was very savvy politically and very strong and kind of gave no quarter about his values, about what conservation was. Charles Lester has been trying to cut a more, he set a different tone from the beginning. He said that his priorities are a little bit different from his predecessor. He said that he was familiar with this controversy, this whole long history of controversy, and his hope was to depoliticize the position. We're seeing the exact opposite happen.
Reporter Molly Peterson, she covers the environment here in Southern California. Molly, thanks for coming by.
You're welcome.
The election to replace retiring U.S. Senator Barbara Boxer now has one less candidate after Republican Assemblyman Rocky Chavez abruptly announced yesterday that he's dropping out. Scott Schaefer, senior editor of KQED's Politics and Government Desk, has more.
Chavez was always a long-shot candidate. After less than two full terms in the state assembly, he had very low name ID statewide. And in his recent campaign finance filings, Chavez reported having just $369 on hand, with more than $40,000 in debts. Chavez was also up against Attorney General Kamala Harris and Orange County Congresswoman Loretta Sanchez, both Democrats who are better known and better funded. Support for Chavez was in single digits in recent polls. Still, he was ahead of two other Republicans in the race, Duff Sundheim and Tom Del Beccaro, who are both former chairs of the California Republican Party. With Harris and Sanchez ahead in the polls, it sets up the possibility of two Democrats being the final candidates. Under California's primary system in June, the top two finishers, regardless of party, face off in November. For the California Report, I'm Scott Schaefer.
And that's the California Report for Tuesday, February 9th, a production of KQED Public Radio. From KQED's Los Angeles Bureau, I'm Stephen Cuevas. This is the California Report.
Support for the California Report comes from the James Irvine Foundation, expanding opportunity for the people of California and supporting the California Report since its premiere in 1995. More at irvine.org. Barracuda Networks, innovators of network security and data protection solutions designed to thwart cyber threats and data loss for businesses of all sizes. Learn more at barracuda.com/KQED. And Eric and Wendy Schmidt, whose family foundation advances the wiser use of energy and natural resources on a planet where everything is connected. On the web at theschmidt.org.